WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio. And listen to the Ref. Downtown
will get set to head over to Romaine Stadium as the Harrison Warriors will have their home opener coming up this week as we get set for week three of this high school football season. Joey Paradine will join us when we come back here on ESPN 97.7 FM. The Ref.
Hi. This is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, head coach Joey Paradine joining us in this segment. Joey, good afternoon. How are you?
Doing all right. Thanks, Dan.
All righty. Well, obviously, going back to this past Friday night, another home game, another really good opponent in the Memorial Tigers coming in, and a really good football game. Three quarters, they get a couple of touchdowns in that fourth quarter to make the final 35-14. I'm sure that it was a lot closer than the final score would indicate, but just some final thoughts overall as you watch the film on Saturday morning with the football team.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those deals where you know you're playing a great opponent and you know that you have to play a near-flawless game, and unfortunately we weren't able to do that. You know, we had some good things go our way early on. You know, obviously Memorial muffed a punt there for us to be able to get that first score, gave us, you know, short field position. We were able to go up 7-0. I thought defensively we played really pretty well for the first three quarters. I mean, we had some moments there in the first and second quarter where, you know, we were able to give up some drives, but we knew we weren't going to be able to shut them out. They're just too good of an offense. You know, we just unfortunately didn't make enough plays offensively and defensively and on special teams to make the game go our way. But, you know, I will say our kids, I felt like our kids battled the entire time, and we just got things that we got to improve upon and get better in order to beat those kind of teams.
All right, from a positive standpoint, I guess Jason Rucker, the senior, averaging over 6 yards a carry against that defense and the coaches we've talked to that have played Memorial so far, and certainly Jasper and some of the others. I mean, they talk about how good that front seven is for Memorial, but, you know, Jason runs for over 100 yards, averages more than 6 yards a carry, and so, you know, it's not an individual sport, but certainly he had a big night.
Yeah, I mean, again, it was kind of one of those deals where, you know, he had a couple of big runs, you know, they did a good job of really, you know, kind of keeping our running game in check for most part outside of some of those runs. But, you know, again, you got to credit our offensive line. They were able to open some holes a couple of times and gave Jason some running room. So we were able to move the ball. We just, you know, we had a couple of times where we got across midfield there and we're not able to put points on the board, which you obviously can't do. You know, I was pleasantly surprised with our special teams and our punting game. I mean, you know, we had to flip field position several times in that game. And so both teams got a lot of work on punts that week. But, you know, I thought, you know, for the most part, you know, Jason is doing a good job. We got to keep him healthy. We know that he's going to be a big part of our offense. So, you know, everything we're doing is trying to get him the football.
Yeah, the big run of 67 yards in that football game. But, you know, Joe, we always talk about, you know, coaches talk about week one and week two. What improvements do you see from, you know, the first night of the season when it's a brand-new season for everybody through that second week, you know, leading up to the Memorial game? Just kind of talk about the week of preparation that you had. And then, you know, what areas you maybe felt this team took a step forward from the Castle game through the Memorial game.
Well, I mean, again, I thought, you know, special teams, we played fairly well, which is always a good thing. You know, again, I thought our punt team did good outside of, you know, one return that Memorial was able to set up. I thought our punt team did a good job of being able to flip field position. You know, kickoff didn't give up any big plays, that kind of stuff. So, you know, that was good and that's important. You know, offensively, again, we've just got to be able to find some consistency. So I think, you know, hopefully if we're able to get some, you know, be able to establish our running game, that's going to do nothing but help our passing game. And defensively, I think just more than anything, we were able to find some kids that were able to provide some depth, and T.J. Mickle, You know, Austin Bell did a really nice job coming in. Parker Daugherty came in. So we had some subs that came in and were able to get some quality reps. So I think building that depth and consistency is going to be important as we go throughout the conference here.
All right, this is the North Football Show here on the Tuesday afternoon. We'll come back with more right after this on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
Hi, this is Shelley. The Evansville Estate Emporium has a 6,000-square-foot store filled with an ever-changing selection of antiques, vintage collectibles, and home consignments. We also do estate sales and online auctions. Follow us online so you don't miss out.
Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at fireworks don't go in the attic insurance. And even guy that shouldn't have a chainsaw but has a chainsaw insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Hey, I'm Julie. We'd like to invite you to experience our little piece of shopping heaven. Evansville Estate Emporium has antiques, vintage collectibles, home consignments, local art and crafts, and more. Come see us at 1732 West Franklin Street. Follow us online to find out about upcoming auctions and estate sales.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, the Huskies getting set to head over to Romaine Stadium Friday night to take on the Harrison Warriors. And the North quarterback, Jacob Tenbarch, joining us in this segment. Jacob, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Well, I'm doing well. Well, thanks for a few minutes of your time. Just talk a little bit, final thoughts on the Memorial game. Certainly it was a one-possession game going into the fourth quarter the other night. Memorial gets a couple of the touchdowns in that fourth quarter to end up winning the ball game 35-14. But just, you know, talk about the offense and the chemistry that you're starting to develop with your wide receivers, your special players, and a little bit about that Memorial game last week.
Yeah, definitely not how we wanted it to end, but so like we keep working and we should finish the season with shouldn't lose any more games. Definitely wasn't what we wanted.
Well, you take a look and obviously you look at some of the schools and the way that the schedule is drawn up. I mean, everybody's got a conference game each and every week, and you know there are some schools that open up and they look, man, I tell you what, those first couple games are, you know, absolutely just big ball games against really good teams, and certainly North falls into that category playing North and Memorial, both of those games kind of here at home. But did you see a or where did you see the most improvement offensively, Jacob, from week one to week two?
I feel like our run game from week one to week two was a lot better. You know, we had Rucker had a big run to get us tied in that second quarter, which was huge. But from the first game to the second game, yeah, it was definitely our run game.
One, you take a look. I mean, going back to that Castle game, your offense was on the field almost literally the entire second quarter. You kind of certainly, you know, dominated that game from a time of possession standpoint and, you know, just looking to kind of finish drives. And I know that's certainly a high priority for this offense moving forward, beginning this week with Harrison to finish drives to get on the board. Just kind of talk about you settling in at this position at quarterback this year.
Yeah, it's definitely been tough. You know, this is the first year starting, so I had coaches, which are great, help me out and help me settle in, and the players, you know, keep me calm and make sure that I'm, you know, on task and doing what I need to do.
you look at this Harrison team, and, you know, certainly offensively they can put up some points just like they did last week against Jasper. They gave up 41. I mean, they'd given up more than 40 points the first two games. I know you've had a chance to watch a little bit of film already this week. What do you see from this Harrison defense, and what would be keys for your offense on Friday?
They're definitely not a pushover game. I mean, we're going to have to execute and finish drives. Make sure we know everybody's doing their job, working hard. Definitely wide receiver blocking is a big key this week, and especially our run game.
Do you feel – I know you guys like to set up the pass with the run and establish a line of scrimmage. How many people do you think Harrison's going to put in the box, and on passing situations, do you feel they're going to come after you?
Yeah, I feel like they'll definitely put a lot in the box, especially since, you know, we've usually been a run-heavy team, and I mean, even if they do blitz on passing downs, we got running backs that pick that up pretty well. So I'm not too worried about it.
Well, it's going to be their home opener, so they're going to be excited for that. What do you think would be then just the keys, or what do you guys have to do to pick up that initial victory of the season on Friday?
We'll have to finish drives, make sure we're blocking hard, working hard, just making sure everything's set up right. I mean, we've had a lot of set, like, receivers not setting up in the right spots, and, you know, that's where I got to step in and make sure we're all lined up right and know what we're all running, so we execute and finish drives and get in the win column.
Jacob, brother, appreciate a few minutes of your time. Thanks so much, and all the best to you and the Huskies when you get to Romaine Stadium on Friday.
All right, thank you.
We'll come back at the scouting report on the Warriors from head coach Joey Paradine when this North Football Show continues here on ESPN, 97.7 FM, The Ref. Award World Trophies and Gifts is the tri-state area's premier destination for celebrating success and finding the perfect gift. Whether you're recognizing achievements in sports, business, or personal milestones, they have you covered. Located at 700 North Weinbach, this unique gift shop offers a wide selection of trophies, plaques, ribbons, and a variety of thoughtful gifts to say congratulations in style. With the latest engraving technology, they can personalize any award or gift and make it truly special. If you can dream it, Award World can make it happen. Visit them Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 or call 812-425-4571 to explore their offerings.
At Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, we're good at insurance, but not just any insurance. We're good at
when the forecast calls for cheese ball sized hail insurance.
And even shouldn't have parked under that tree insurance. Start with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance and stop knocking on wood.
Start with me, Mike Carey, with locations in Warwick and Vandenberg counties. Online, in person, or by phone at 812-901-7700 and stop knocking on wood.
Now there's more reason than ever to become a member of Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Right now, when you open a new checking account, you can earn $200. That's right. Open a new checking account and earn a $200 deposit into your new account after 90 days. Learn more about Open and Earn by calling 812-425-5152. Stop by one of our five convenient locations or visit DiamondValleyFCU.org today. Diamond Valley Federal Credit Union. Our focus is your future.
Back here on the North Football Show on this Tuesday afternoon, the Huskies travel to Romaine Stadium Friday night. The Harrison Warriors are going to be their home opener after they had two losses on the road at Wrights and then at Jasper. Well, Joey, you take a look at Harrison, and offensively they put up better than 30 points against Jasper last week. Their defense has given up more than 40 points the first couple of the games, but just kind of break down and assess Mel Settin's team.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Harrison always has some really good talent. And some really good skill players. I think this year they seem to be a lot better in terms of, you know, they seem to have some consistency in what they're doing. And so, you know, you put that together with some of the talent that they usually have, and obviously, you know, they can become a scary team. And I think, you know, just looking at the film and watching them, you know, they've opened with scores against Wright and against Jasper and had 7-0 leads. So we know that we're going to have to start fast, and hopefully we can limit, you know, that on their end, and hopefully, you know, give us an opportunity to try to, you know, kind of put pressure on them early on and make them think, you know, here we go again type of deal. So that way, you know, they don't feel and build that confidence throughout the game.
Well, certainly at this stage of the season, I know more of the scouting and everything else. I mean, you guys are looking at film, certainly, and putting together a game plan. But I think at this stage, the first kind of weekend in September, it's all about how we can get better. So this week in practice, I had practice yesterday, certainly the rest of this week. What will be kind of the points of emphasis for this North team offensively, defensively, and special teams to put a winning game plan together for Friday night?
Offensively, it's just it's still just execution, and as we've talked to our team about, we've got to put points on the football, or put points on the scoreboard. We have gotten across and gotten into scoring range a couple of times here in the first couple of weeks, and come away with 0 points, and that just can't happen. Not against good teams, not against any team. Defensively, I think just making sure that we, are aligned and properly, doing our assignments properly. I think that's kind of the big thing. We had some moments where the lack of just attention to detail has gotten us beat on a couple of deep balls or missed tackles, I think, are obviously a big part of that too. So I think those are kind of the big points of emphasis and things that we've been really trying to clean up, And again, I said it week one and continue to say it, execution in all phases, has to be critical as you move throughout the season.
All right, two tough weeks already in this conference for North games with Castle, physical team, Memorial physical as well. Bumps and bruises are certainly a part of the game, and I'm sure you guys are dealing with that, as are everybody, other than the one season-ending loss. How's the injury report for this week's game?
Yeah, I think we're doing pretty well. I think Avier Mitchell, one of our running backs, had a shoulder injury that he had been battling. Ultimately, played in the game, and then he's still a little sore after the game. So we had some kids that are nicked up, but no serious losses as of right now that I know of. Again, hopefully we're able to build that depth where if we do occur, an injury throughout the season, that one of those other guys can step in, and we don't have a whole lot of drop-offs. So that's, kind of the hope as you build that team and your program is, obviously you don't want to lose anyone, but, we already know, like an instance where James Mercer went down, we had to have some other kids step up. And so we're still kind of looking for that, that person to make those big plays for us. So hopefully we can get that out of, maybe one of our receivers this week.
Just one final question. I mean, both teams coming in 0-2. This is kind of a game. Here you get to the first third of the regular season. You want to get that corner turned and start building some momentum as we're now in this month of September. So it goes without saying, this is a huge game for both teams.
No doubt. It's always been tough for us to go to Harrison and play. I think my first year here is where they beat us there on the road. I think 2 years ago when we went in there, we seemed to have an early lead, and then kind of, Harrison had some scores late that kind of made it a little more interesting and closer than we wanted it to. So, they should feel confident in this game. Our guys know that it's going to be a battle, and we just hope that, we come out and play much better than we have. And if we can do that, then, the rest of it hopefully should take care of itself. But definitely got to look to go 1-0 and hopefully we can get a win over the Warriors this week.
Joey, really appreciate a few minutes of your time. All the best in the game this week with Harrison.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks, Dan.
All right, that's Joey Paradine. This has been the North Football Show here on ESPN 97.7 FM, The Ref.
You have been listening to the North Football Show on WREF, 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. Today's show has been brought to you by Primetime Pub & Grill, Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance, Mike Carey Agent, by Award World Trophies, Evansville State Emporium, and by United Fidelity Bank. This North Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio.